A political storm has broken out in Dane County, Wisconsin. A local political disagreement there of any kind is newsworthy. Dane County, which notably includes Madison and the University of Wisconsin, is ordinarily the most civil, livable, and unruffable of human communities. Madison voters will get all exercised about Ashcroft, Arafat, Iraq, and the AOL Time Warner mega merger, but the Madisonian idea of a local predicament may be, will Starbucks drive out Victor's, the local coffee chain? Madison voters may be the most spectacularly well-informed I've ever encountered. They ask reporters pointed questions about tax policies, trade issues, and the Russian Duma that can leave you stammering. But maybe Madison's voters know more about Minsk, Nice, and Port Moresby than Mount Horeb, Wisconsin. The source of the storm is Richard Kiley. He's been a Dane County supervisor for 17 years and is spending the winter at his family home in Cape Coral, Florida. He's just retired and wants to rest someplace warm. Mr. Kiley says he may return for board meetings if he can find a low-price airfare, but you wonder what kind of demand there is to fly from Florida to Wisconsin January through March. Mr. Kiley's been assailed by newspapers, a few fellow supervisors, and his Eastside Madison constituents. The word abandon gets thrown around. The controversy may seem petty to an outsider. In some places, a public official who promises to stay out of town for 3 months would win broad popular support. A public official who has the choice of spending the winter in Wisconsin or Florida and chooses Wisconsin might even have his judgment questioned. I mean, Lake Mendota is frozen. A man can admire the stark beauty of frozen Midwestern lakes and prairies only so long. Then he wants to frolic. Adam Clayton Powell, who represented Harlem in Congress for so many years, used to openly spend months on end on his boat in Bimini, flashing a tan on his return. Many constituents felt that tan only confirmed Mr. Powell's wisdom. There have been calls for Richard Kiley to resign. So far, he has refused. He's never concealed having a family home in Florida and using it. If voters didn't like it, they could just not elect him. If they don't like it now, they don't have to re-elect him. You do wonder if Dane County voters know more about the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden than their own supervisors. In Florida, Richard Kiley says this has kind of put a damper on enjoying the nice warm weather. The weather in Madison's expected to be mild today with a high in the 40s, but more traditional winter weather is expected next week. Oh, the weather.